platform.
Tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
Black helicopter crowd really upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News on the Armageddon Records Network. And now here's your host.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Black Helicopter News. This is episode number 80, and I'm President Zen 1. It's Monday, March 20th, 2017, and it is the first day of spring, so I want to wish all of you that are tuned in a happy first day of spring. And it's 40 degrees and sunny here at the Jersey Shore. It's currently 5:22 p.m., and we have a great show for you today, folks. We've got quite a bit of news to get to today. We've got an addendum to Vault 7, more revelations that we've found. One of my reporters, Josh Kowalski, who's been handling the Black Helicopter News page on Facebook, we are expanding, and I just want to thank him for the work he's been doing for the show, for the podcast. So we've got that. We've got his report, all of these new findings from Vault 7. So we've got that to check out. We've got my initial comments and thoughts and feelings on Marvel's Iron Fist on Netflix. And other than that, I mean, we've got a lot of news packed in today. We're going to be talking about Michael Savage. We're going to be talking about chemtrails. We're going to be talking about NASA, Stephen Hawking, acid attacks in London. So all that and more coming up next. But first, okay, other than that, I had an epiphany today about the New World Order and what they're trying to do to us to keep us shackled and dependent on them. So before we get started with the news, I just want to share this epiphany I had today about who we are uniting against. Look, let me just break down all of this conspiracy stuff that it gets so tangled and very difficult to understand. I will just break it down into the most simplistic of ways to speak about this. As humans, we evolve, and as well, consciousness evolves. And we as a society, as a people, civilization, we are evolving. Just look at the last 100 years, how much more aware we are to the world and universe around us. Our consciousness is evolving. However, they want to put a cap on that, because if we evolve anymore consciously, we will not have a use for government. We will not have a use for the control structure and Stasi grid. When people become totally conscious and self-actualized, we will not need them anymore. But right now, and you can see a lot of people are evolving highly, consciously, spiritually, metaphysically, but the weapons of mass destruction that they're using, the brainwashing devices, the television, the computers, the iPads, the video games, I'm not saying these can't be repurposed for educational and positive ways to empower civilization, but they are being used to dumb us down, just like the fluoride in the water. So then once you see this, then it all makes sense. And then you talk about the GMOs, and they make the people sick and get cancer, put the cancer in the vaccines. So then it all can, you can start exploring from that inception point of the fact that consciousness is evolving and they do not want humanity to evolve consciously. Because when we do, we will be headed towards the stars and beyond. We will be ready to take the next step. We will be able to take the next cosmic step. But while we have these institutions ingrained that are fighting to keep us locked down, oppressed spiritually, they're the ones that tell us how to think. They are the ones that tell us what to do and how to live. and these structures that are ingrained that we can't get past because they're trying to oppress us so we don't consciously evolve. Because once we can shake these shackles from us, we will have a utopia. We will have peace on earth. So that's why we have to just see if we can do anything to chip away at this glass ceiling they have put on top of us. That's why podcasts in general and podcasts like this one are here to help awaken, to help enlighten, to go on a journey together. I'm not saying I have all the answers. I'm saying, here's my perspective. It can change in light of new information. I want people on the show. I want to let people's voices be heard, even if I disagree. Healthy discussion, civil, healthy discussion. I don't understand why people are reduced to rioting and ad hominem attacks and straw man arguments. Well, went off on a little tangent. Let's get back to the show.
God, these people are so evil. Why can't America wake up and beat them? Donald Trump's not perfect, but he doesn't want to hurt you and your family. Hillary and Obama want to make you poor and pathetic. We have all their white papers. They hate you. They hate prosperity. They hate God. They hate children. And goddamn them now.
For you, the listeners of Black Helicopter News Podcast, Audible.com is offering a free audiobook with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Choose from over 180,000 titles, including Chariots of the Gods, None Dare Call It a Conspiracy, and Behold a Pale Horse. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/blackhelicopternews. Again, that's audibletrial.com/blackhelicopternews for your free audiobook. Gamefly.com has over 8,000 new releases and classics available to rent on every major console, even older systems. And as a Gamefly member, you can rent as many console games and they'll be delivered directly to you for one low monthly fee. There's never any due dates or late fees. Gamefly also offers the ability to rent Blu-rays and DVDs at no extra charge. Sign up for a premium 30-day trial for free. No contracts, cancel anytime. To get started, go to GameflyOffer.com/blackhelicopternews for your free 30-day trial.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world, you will hear it here on WBHN New Jersey. You're listening to Black Helicopter News, hosted by Andrew Robinson. What's in the news?
Michael Savage left bloodied, shaken in public assault. I found this on Drudge Report today. Apparently, the other day, Michael Savage, host of The Savage Nation, a wildly popular conservative talk radio show, and also author of many, many books, he was physically attacked outside of a restaurant in California. Here's the deal. He was attacked by someone who was not a fan of the show and had a different political ideology. So leftist attack Savage. Michael Savage is actually a doctor. So he has a PhD. Dr. Savage. So you've got leftists attacking doctors, intellectuals, scholars. This is insane. And I just want to say, the left can behave all they want like this. There will be karma coming back to them. So watch when the next president comes in power, that's a Democrat. Watch all the blowback they're going to get. What goes around comes around, and you can ramp up the violence because Soros is winding you up.
Because no matter how hard you hit us, we will strike back. We're not just going to allow you control freaks to walk all over us and bully us. We will strike back. We will strike back.
And they can censor us on Facebook and Google. Zuckerberg and Schmidt, they're all playing a role too. They're playing a role in destroying the fabric of our society, keeping us in internet ghettos like Facebook and Google, where they can censor us. It just makes me sick. I'm actually a big fan of Michael Savage. Aliens will come conquer Earth, colonize it, and exploit the hell out of it. This is on WeCivilized.com. Interesting story. Get ready for an alien takeover. Stephen Hawking says that when we have a run-in with extraterrestrial creatures, it's not going to end well for us. Back in 2010, Hawking shared his fears that an advanced alien civilization would have no problem wiping out the human race as if we were all merely a colony of ants, and he still holds this opinion. So what he's doing is kind of, he's projecting his perception that mankind has mistreated and massacred our fellow man, right? So why wouldn't that be a reoccurring theme also in other life forms?
I want to mention, last episode, we did a special report on some of the major finds in Vault 7. I have another addendum to add on to that. This was posted by one of my reporters on the Black Helicopter News Facebook page, Josh Kowalski. He posts as JTK. Some of his information that he has been able to dig up. The CIA has Android malware that makes Android phones bulk spy on Wi-Fi networks around them. CIA can bypass Windows user account control. The CIA steals safe passwords from Internet Explorer. CIA malware can even infiltrate Linux and routers. CIA malware infiltrates your smartphone to read messages on encrypted apps before you send them. CIA malware can infiltrate your Mac OS and Windows computers. They can hack cars for undetectable assassinations. They can swerve your car. I don't think we can trust the CIA. I mean, do you? Honestly, do you? That's why your listener support is needed, folks. We're on Patreon.com. This is not a joke. We are really exposing the lies, and we are really on the front lines of the information war. I know a lot of people think, yes, we use comedy, and yes, we joke around, and yeah, we have a great time. This is not just like a game. This is real deal information war. Like, we are turning the media on its head. The CIA is hacking everyone, including U.S. citizens. They can masquerade as malware. The CIA stole hacking malware from the Russian Federation for their own use. Does that seem suspicious? Now they're trying to say that the Russians are hacking this? Wow. I just threw a 95-mile-an-hour fastball factoid right in their fucking face. Listen to this. I'm going to repeat it. The CIA stole hacking malware from the Russian Federation for their own use. If they did that, if they stole hacking malware from them, from the Russians, doesn't it seem too much of a coincidence that then they said, oh, they were hacking us? JFK wanted
to abolish the CIA.
I hope Trump does. They need to be. I'm not even going to go there anymore. I'm just going to say another couple things. Every microphone and webcam is remote controllable, so they can spy on us through our tablets, through our phones, through our TVs, through our microphones, through our microwaves, and a lot of these self-mud attacked Kellyanne Conway, these low-life degenerate attacked her for that. Yes, they do spy through the microwaves, and these companies admitted it over 10 years ago. They have microphones, they have cameras, the refrigerators. Need socks?
Sure you do.
Check it out. Bombas are socks engineered and designed to look better, feel better, and perform better. Bombas are purpose-built for athletic performance and designed for extreme leisure. Each section of a Bombas sock has been carefully created to improve on years of sock complacency in the industry. And one pair purchased equals one pair donated. So folks, I highly suggest you check them out if you're in the market for socks. I think what these people are doing is amazing, and they are revolutionizing the sock industry. They have this new honeycomb arch support, which is great. It gives this extra support around the arch, and I know with my feet, sometimes that's an area where I get a little bit of pain. And also, Invisitoe. You know that annoying bump on the toes of most socks? Well, they got rid of it. So, dude, check it out. They've already donated over 2 million socks. Socks are the most requested item in homeless shelters. So act now. Get bombas.com/blackhelicopternews and get 15% off your first purchase. BarkBox is offering an opportunity to receive one free extra month at BarkBox.com. BarkBox is committed to making dogs happy. BarkBox is a delivery of 4 to 6 natural treats and super fun toys curated around a surprise theme each month. And if you sign up today, you'll receive one extra free month with either your 6 or 12 month subscription. To get started, go to GetBarkBox.com/BlackHelicopterNews.
Grasshopper is offering an opportunity to save $50 on your order. Sound more professional and stay connected with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system designed for entrepreneurs. Grasshopper works just like a traditional phone system, but requires no hardware to purchase or software to install. It's all managed online or by phone. Callers can reach you wherever you are, on your cell, in the office, or at home. Try grasshopper.com/blackhelicopternews.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News.
Angelina Jolie defends UN, decries tide of nationalism. Globalist, how dare she? There she is bitching about people wanting a free republic and liberty. So if you want to check it out, Angelina Jolie defends the UN, the globalists, basically. The UN is the globalist operation that would take on global governance. So you get clicked, X, by. See, that's why these people make me sick. She got X'd out for that. So I'm done with that article. NASA admits to using chemtrails to expose Americans to these deadly chemicals, by David Wolf. So a former NASA scientist is captured on tape admitting that America's own space agency is spraying the public with chemtrails. You should listen closely. There are reports circulating after a recorded phone call surfaced with Douglas Rowland, a scientist who once worked at NASA, claiming the organization has been spraying lithium since the 70s.
Lithium.
By allegedly placing the chemical compound into rocket exhaust, the space agency would emit the substance into the atmosphere. Despite being used as a psychiatric medication for many years, Rowland claims lithium is not dangerous. God, you gotta check this article out. You know who was taking lithium? Kurt Cobain. You know what happened to him? I think history knows. They're spraying this into our skies.
Our skies. Folks, we gotta get good people to stand up against these people.
Looking for web hosting but don't know who to choose with so many choices out there? Well, you can't go wrong with Bluehost. Bluehost is a leading web solutions services provider. Since 2003, Bluehost has continually innovated new ways to deliver on their mission to empower people to fully harness the web. So sign up today. You get a free domain, free site builders, one-click WordPress install, and 24/7 support. And if you sign up now, you get a special introductory offer of $3.95 a month. To get started, go to bluehost.com/track/blackhelicopternews.
Do you have a website, podcast, music, or something that you'd like to promote and for an affordable price? If you answered yes, then look no further. We'll run your 30-second commercial or custom make one for you for $9.99 a month. Your 30-second ad will run on every episode that month. For $4.99 a month, every other episode. Also, fellow podcasters, we could arrange 30-second cross-promotional ad swaps for free. For more info, contact us at blackhelicopternews@gmail.com.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News. This is a special report.
Moving on, I just want to take a quick moment to talk about Marvel's Iron Fist on Netflix. I've only seen the first 4 episodes.
But some of my first, let me tell you what's being said about it. So a lot of people are saying, well, SJWs and such. But let's just say people are saying that it's racist because the lead character is not Asian. So the only thing is, in the comic books, that character is
white.
Besides that, the Iron Fist is a ceremonial title, basically. So there were Asian and even female Iron Fists throughout the lore. I mean, I've been hearing a lot of bad reviews about it. And I gotta admit, it is a little slow. It's almost kind of like a soap opera. It takes place in a business world, basically, with this company, Rand Corporation. And the Iron Fist, his name is Danny Rand. So he's a billionaire heir that his family was killed on a plane that crashed in the Himalayas. He survived, was trained by monks in another dimension. So long story short, check this show out. It's got a lot of interesting backstory to it and a flashback to when it happened. But he's in New York, and it's pretty tough to watch the first couple episodes because he's just getting one bad thing happen to him after the other. But one thing I want to point out, there's one scene where Colleen Wing, this one of the main characters who fights and trains people at her dojo, there's a scene where she's walking down Chinatown, and then all of a sudden four people attack her. She beats them up. Turns out they're her students. She beats them up, and it turns out it's her students. She's trains them to see if they can attack her and take her out and sneak up on her. Now, the only reason I'm pointing this out is because there was one moment a few episodes later where she actually is giving Danny Rand, aka Iron Fist, a hard time for whacking one of the kids in the legs with a practice sword. Because he was trying to train them, and this lady's being a total bitch to him. And she's like, how dare you hit them? These kids are bullied at home and whatnot, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what the hell, lady? You beat the shit out of them way worse. Four of them. Way worse than Danny did. Danny just whacked him in a leg with a wooden practice sword for being disrespectful in the dojo. Supposed to respect the dojo. Well, anyway, I just wanted to briefly talk about it. I say don't believe the hype. It's so far four episodes in. My first thoughts are that it's pretty decent. I plan on watching the entire season, which is 13 episodes. And I'm looking forward to seeing The Defenders, which is going to be at the end of the year, which will feature Iron Fist, Jessica Jones, Daredevil, and Luke Cage. So be on the lookout for that. That season is just finished filming, and there's 8 episodes. I am just totally super stoked for The Defenders to come out. Big fan of Marvel in general, but The Defenders was a good comic book, and I'm glad to see the Iron Fist in the series, and can't wait to see him fight alongside Daredevil and Elektra and so on. And even Luke Cage, I can't wait for them two to meet, because they used to team up in the comic books, Power Man and Iron Fist. Check it out. Don't believe the hype. I've been watching the videos and the reviews, and they're saying it's racist and it's boring. And if you're a hardcore fan, you're going to want to watch this. Well, that's going to just about wrap things up for us for this episode of the podcast, folks. I want to thank you once again for listening. So, as always, stay woke, my friends. Signing off.